Let's get to full moon readings. Welcoming back to the studio, Sarah Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here, of course.
Oh, I love this.
Full moon is back.
Oh, you know how I know that? I didn't sleep last night.
Fair enough.
Anybody else out there not sleeping? It's the moon. And the good news is you get 3 days in, 3 days out. Mm-hmm. So you have about 6 days of no sleep.
Right.
if it affects you.
Is there something special going on with this moon? I've heard some things on Facebook or anything that you know of.
You know what? I'm not sure about this.
There's always
this
like something going on.
People are telling me Mercury's in retrograde and blah, blah, blah. I'm kind of the psychic that doesn't pay attention to all that.
Okay.
I just get distracted by life. So, yeah, there's stuff going on, though.
Okay, it's something going on.
Something going on.
I was just curious because there is a few posts that I did see, something about a guru moon and all kinds of different things.
Then it's appropriate.
Maybe we can look into it later. We do want to thank North Conway Premier. Of course, their home store is the proud sponsor of Full Moon Readings. Each and every month, we're able to do this and provide this nice little free service because of them. They're doing all types of great things. In fact, later on this afternoon, at 5 o'clock, you'll
be over there. If you get there at 5 o'clock or just after, I will be doing free 5-minute readings, probably 5 to 6, so within that window.
Sure.
And just come on in. I read people and pets, so you can either bring your pet if it's nice and well-behaved, or just, I don't even, well, people are going to hear it in a minute. I don't even need the animal in front of me to read
it. Yeah, for sure. All they do need to give you for info, say what they are texting in, maybe the name, and if the pet, whether it's the deceased or living, because like you
said. They feel the same to me. Energy's energy.
Yeah, excellent. Yep. And North Conway Premier, for those of you who do not know, you got to visit their showroom located right next to Lowe's, the North Conway's, the Hannaford parking lot. You can check them out. And they are really, when it comes down to it, the best deal in town for furniture, appliances, electronics. They have
They're
a beautiful
amazing.
Showroom. And it's not just the rental stuff either. You can also just go and buy.
I really
purchases.
Thought when they first moved to town, I thought it was only rental or lease to own, but it's legit. It's clean. It's new. It's amazing.
Beautiful. It really is. A nice product line that they have. Check them out again online, northconwaypremier.com. We get some more events that we'll talk about shortly, but people have been texting in.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready for some readings?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We got Lisa from North Conway texting in. She said that her name was mentioned in her father's reading with a medium not too long ago, but nothing more. Was her loved one reaching out to her? What was they trying to say?
Yes, I think they were reaching out to you, and your head feels kind of like, I feel like you have the whole universe in your brain. I think there's a lot of concepts and a lot of things that you've been developing in your head that you're ready to kind of throw out there, whether it be a new project or it's not a move, it has nothing to do with career, but you just have a lot of things that you need to get out of your head and get down on paper. And it could also be things that you wish that you had said to somebody who had passed, who has passed. They can still hear you, but for you, I get you need to write it out. So write your father a letter or do something, but he likes being honored and respected for the man he was, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Okay, there we go. That one goes out to Lisa from North Conway. That's how it works, folks. It's real simple. You just text in your first name, your question, perhaps the town that you're from, 603-356-9145, and we get through them as many as possible.
I go as fast as I can.
Exactly. Rapid fire style. Here we go. Kelly from Lancaster, New Hampshire, texting in. She said she lost someone very close to her recently, was wondering if they have any messages for her or if she needs to know anything.
It's very interesting. I'm not sure exactly how they passed, but I have a really weird feeling sort of in my lower butt area. I guess that's how they're going to come through for you today.
Fair enough.
But I feel like they're showing me like angel wings, like flapping, flapping, flapping. But it looks like it took a little bit for them to get out of here. Like they were ready to go, but their energy was so low they couldn't escape is what I'm hearing. And what happened was at the end of their life, everybody was praying for them just to be out of pain. And I have goosebumps right now. They're so grateful that you're talking because they wrap you up like they're swaddling you. Like you feel like somebody that, you know, on Facebook, you see the big knit outfit, like huge, like I would love to wrap you in that. So they're just giving you their love, and they're it's so funny, they're sending their condolences. It's kind of weird if they're the one who passed, but I'm getting they're sending their condolences because they know how hard, like what I just heard was the struggle is real.
Okay.
That's
right.
Kind of interesting.
It is interesting. That one goes out to Kelly from Lancaster. We have Lisa from Whitefield texting in. She's wondering if the man she loves her genuinely.
Yes.
And if their relationship is in for the long haul.
Yes, absolutely. And I see both of you with both feet in. They just showed me both of you like in the... I was just going to say in the sack, but I meant like for a potato sack race. Like I see both, all feet are in.
Okay, so everybody's in there.
Yeah, it feels really good.
All right, so that one's good. That's good news then for Lisa from Whitefield.
When I don't read anybody before we get live.
No,
so
this
I'm
is
like,
it.
This is like TV for me. I'm like, wow, what are they going to say next? And sometimes they'll do silly things like that. And then like I have to say it on the radio.
Fair enough. That's how you can do it here. We have Alicia in Berlin texting in. She actually said that she put this day in her calendar because she wanted to be able to text in for you. She said she had a dream just last night, and a friend who passed away a couple of years ago visited her. Yeah. Was he trying to tell her something?
Yeah, he's stretching. I get like, this is somebody that stretches better than any cat I've ever met. Like, expand your wings, open your heart. You've closed your heart. It's that whole thing when he died. It's like, it's you don't agree with it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. I hate that. And he's like, reverse it, honey. And he's singing Missy Elliott in my head. Like, reverse it. And so he's asking you to open your heart and wide open. I'm actually pulling my shoulders back and like sticking my chest out because you've closed your heart off and that was not meant to be for you.
All right. That one goes out to Alicia from Berlin. We have Christina from North Conway texting in. She says, so far, my pregnancy has gone pretty well, unlike her others. She says, do you feel like it's going to continue on the same track? Any type of notion about boy or girl?
Boy, and this kid loves being in your belly. This is the one that's going to be doing somersaults and cartwheels. And I love the feeling of you like doing, like spread your legs a little bit wide, get into almost a squat, but not a huge squat, and then just sort of sway side to side. This kid loves movement. All the time. I don't like music. I don't like people poking on me, like pushing on the belly. I get like hands off, stop touching my belly. But movement. Oh my God. I think you're going to have a great labor delivery and everything on this one.
Excellent. Great news for Christina. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody, keep texting in. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Okay. 3 minutes. We promise. It's magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.